Our reading is from Luke chapter 3 verses 21 to 22. We are reading from the NRSV English Translation Updated Edition. Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved, with you I am pleased."
Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.
Amen.
So what is the Trinity? Sige, next slide. So basically, the concept of the Trinity, it's not actually in the Bible, like specifically written as it is. There are some snippets of it. Especially yung kanina, di ba, sa aking opening ano natin is the Pauline greeting na the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, no, Trinitarian greeting. But the Trinity as declared, as we know it today, wala siya sa Bible, scripturally, like it is as it is. No? Ang Trinity ay dineclare noong 325 sa Council of Nicaea. Nagpatawag si Emperor Constantine at doon dineclare at dinefine ang idea of the Trinity. And basically it is this, the one God in three divine persons. Each one is God, but they clearly say that we do not have three separate gods. So, each one, bawat isa doon, is God. Kaya nakalala, the Father is God. The Holy Spirit is God. The Son is God. But we do not have three separate gods. Their godness is as one. Okay? So, we do not have three separate gods. Rather, three divine persons as one God. Okay? And then, dinidefine din doon na hindi siya faces. Hindi siya ibang-ibang mukha. And that was actually declared as an official heresy. Yung tinatawag na modality. Kasi modality, yung konsepto na yung Trinity daw ay yung Father, nag-ibang mukha lang, naging mukha ni Jesus. No? Hindi yun ganon. Because each of those are distinct persons. They are not different personalities of the one thing. They are three different things, three different persons, but their divinity is as one. Nagets natin? The Father is a distinct person. The Son is a distinct person, the Holy Spirit is a distinct person, but we do not have three separate gods. There is only one God in three distinct persons. Okay? Hindi siya, so mali yung ano ha, kasi may nag-explain daw nito eh, and it's considered heresy. Ano to? Pag ang in-explain, yung Trinity ay parang tubig. Look, solid liquid gas, hindi siya ganon. Maling explanation daw yun. That's an explanation of the modality heresy. Although ako naman, at dahil progressive Christian tayo, we never actually declare anything as heretic. You know, kasi we understand and we believe, while we maintain our Trinitarian idea, kung yun yung paniniwala nila, edi yun yung paniniwala nila. Who are we to say na heretic sila, you know. Although that is what the history of the Trinity is. Kasi, kaya dinefine yung Trinity, next slide. So again, dineclared siya yung 325 AD, yung Council of Nicaea, which last year is the 700th anniversary. So, iba't ibang churches, iba't ibang ecumenical bodies like the World Council of Churches, nagkaroon ng malaking gathering yan about that. Especially the Orthodox Church. Napanood nyo, no? November ba yun? Or October? Pumunta si Pope Leo sa Turkey, sa Nicaea. At doon, nagkaroon ng gathering to commemorate the Council of Nicaea, no? Ang mga Eastern Orthodox Churches. And even Protestants, the World Council of Churches, they gathered to commemorate it. Ano ba nangyari noong 325? Before 325, may controversy. At ang main question or controversy is, tunay bang Diyos si Jesus? Is Jesus Christ really God? Or is He just human? Or is He not human? Kasi may ganun eh, parang human lang siya, but He is really God-God. Mayroon na magsabi, no, He is really human and that His Godness ay hindi naman talaga. So may mga ganyan. At nag-aaway-away yung Christians. And the two main groups are the Trinitarians and the Arian. The Arians are the ones who said that Jesus is divine to some extent, but there was a time that Jesus did not exist. May panahon na hindi siya existing and that he is as if a created being of the Father. Okay? So, sa Council of Nicaea, nagtalo-talo ang mga bishops doon. The bishops gathered together. They discussed it. And they officially declared there that Jesus is both God and human equally. No? Two natures, divine nature, human nature, in one embodied being. In one human embodied person. Okay? And then, doon dineclare yung Trinity. Kasi, isa pa question nun, kung bakit tinatanong, why is it being asked whether Jesus is God or human? Kasi, the question is, eh kung tao siya, bakit mo siya worship? Diba? So, Diyos siya. Ngayon, Diyos siya, bakit meron siyang katawan at nanay? So, those were the questions at the time. And so, Nicaea declared, there is no contradiction. To some people, kasi binary eh. It's either you are God, just God, or you are human, just human. But the council, kaya ko sinasabi na queer siya because the Council of Nicaea did not go into a binary thinking. They absorb both. No, he is truly God, he is truly human. And then, they went further to say that God is three persons in one God. Nagkakaroon ng mental gymnastics ang ibang mga tao. No? Ibang Christians or even the Jews. Diba? Siyempre, this is a total rejection by the Jewish people. God cannot be human and God cannot be three. No? So clear religious distinction between the Jews and the Christians. So, dineclare siya ng 325 AD. At sige, Emperor Constantine again ang nag-convene, nagpatawag. Huwag na kayo mag-away-away. Mag-away-away kayo dito sa council na to. I-declare nyo ano ba talaga ang dapat paniwalaan. What should we believe? What should we proclaim as a state religion of the Roman Empire? Sige, next slide. So, yun yung background ng Trinity. Okay? Historical background. So, why is MCC or at least Open Table Trinitarian? Okay. Merong document, may dalawang document akong na-search. Yung naunang statement of faith natin before 2016 and then the 2016 statement of faith yung ngayon yung ginagamit natin. No? Tawag dito, even within MCC, there is a contention about this. Because, especially the 2016 statement of faith, when it was being crafted, some people, kasi mahabang proseso yan, no? Consultation. And in the consultation, in the surveys, there is a group that are traditionalist Trinitarian. Pag inanggal nyo ang Trinity, aalis na ako sa MCC. Ganyan, no? Isa yata ako to. Tapos meron namang group na mas Unitarian Universalist ang ano, no? The concept of the Trinity is very exclusionary. You know? We in MCC will already acknowledge the fact that God is known in many ways, in many different, you know, etc. So if you do hardcore Trinity, alis din kami. Because it is not reflective of the interfaith and ecumenical expression of MCC, may ganyan. So there are these groups na ganyan. That's why I believe na napakagaling nung gumawa nung ating statement of faith nung 2016. And I believe that it's inspired, Holy Spirit inspired, because it was crafted in such a way that it was able to hold both in the statement of faith, that it is Trinitarian, but it also acknowledges that there are many understandings to God, na hindi invalidate one over the other. You know, makikita nyo later. Sige. Next slide. So, why Trinitarian? So, what is considered as historic Christianity has always been defined as those that are Trinitarian. Okay? At you know, mainline Protestants, etc. So, radically kiniklaim ng MCC that we, even though we are rejected by most or almost all other Christian churches and denominations and ecumenical bodies, we radically claim that we are part of historic Christianity. We are part of the universal church, no? The 47,000 different denominations, and that we trace back our roots to Nicaea, to the apostolic tradition, and to Jesus Christ. No? So that is one reason. Pag binasa niyo yung document of the first statement of faith, andun yun. Pag binasa niyo itong second document of the 2016 statement of faith, andun din yun. Next slide. No? So yung 2016 natin na statement of faith, yung ginagamit natin ngayon, marami sa inyo hindi yun na inabot yung original na or original yung naunang statement of faith. Yung before 2016 yung statement of faith yung very Trinitarian talaga yun. You know, talagang we believe in God the creator, ganyan, tas Son, tas ano, no? May ganung pattern yun. Then the 2016 for several years, ginawa yung crinap yung statement of faith. This is the commission of the statement of faith. Siyempre, nung nakita ko yan, ang unang-unang ano ko, walang Asian. Sa karamihan, almost majority are Americans. Okay, this is also Australia. Si Reverend, now Elder, sino to? Australian yan eh, from Sydney. He is one of our biblical experts, no? New Testament, evangelical yan, Pentecostal. Bishop Hector, hindi ko kilala, siya ang nag-handle ng ordination natin ngayon, si Kathy. One of also our theologian, German, from Stuttgart, MCC Stuttgart, Florida, Bishop Hector. Walang Asian, pero may Asian participation because Pastor Kakay was asked, when they crafted the first draft of the 2016 Statement of Faith, Pastor Kakay was asked to comment the first draft. The first draft, merong certain things to na medyo masakit sa mata, no? Yung siguro, I don't know, because there are some of them are evangelical, very triumphalistic No, yung parang kami lang ang say, yung ganung, may ganung language sa first draft. And so the draft that you, that the one that we're using now, ay may input doon si Kakay kung bakit ganun na yung statement of faith natin ngayon. No. Yun yung one of the things na in-address niya doon. Very colonial, very triumphalistic kind of statement. Parts of the statement. So, yung ano, the MCC in our statement, 2016 statement of faith declares that we are one chapter in the story of the church. We are one church in the universal church. While many churches claim na kami, na ibang church ang kine-claim, we are the true church. It's quite humbling that one church says, we are not the church, we are part of one chapter of the universal church. Tapos dineclare niya doon, no? Sabi doon sa statement of faith natin, we are part of the ongoing conversation on matters of belief and faith shaped by scripture and the historic creeds. So, nire-reference niya yung historic creeds, Apostle and the Nicene Creed. No? And then lastly, yun na nga, ito yung one of the brilliant things that they were able, and that I believe was inspired by the Holy Spirit. We know you by many names, Triune God. So Triune God is the Trinity. We know you by many names. We know you as Trinity, but also you are beyond. Ang pagka-Diyos mo is beyond human understanding. But we know you also, kasi Kristiyano kami, and you are revealed for us through Jesus Christ. So, yung pagka-craft niyan is, you know, really brilliant. To encapsulate all the, ano to, conflicting groups within MCC. No? Some are more universal and want to have very little to do with historic Christianity. Meron naman yung iba, very hardcore Christian Trinitarian. So diyan, na-encapsulate niya lahat yan dyan. Okay? Next slide. Now, the more important part, really, kasi anong silbi ng Trinity sa mga queer Christians? Simply to say that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, parent, child, and advocate. No? So what? Anong meron doon that is still relevant to us as queer Christians? Especially, ito na nga, some queer people would rather go to other spiritual traditions. No, to other practices, to other faith traditions. Why Christian and why Trinitarian? So for well, and nito nga noong 2025, in one of my critique sa mainline churches, on dami celebration about the Trinity, but not once were we ever invited. And ano ba, NCCP had, National Council of Churches had celebrations about the Trinity, about the Nicaea 700 years. I never received an email inviting us. Pero ngayon, that, because they have a consultation about sexuality and gender and women, we were invited. So I wrote a piece on what has Nicaea got to do with us as queer Christians. So, for us, more than the history, historical, biblical, theological, is reclaiming that this concept of God as Trinity is actually queer. It's queer, even if the original framers of this did not even think about it. You know? Wala nga yung word na queer sa kanila noon eh. That God is not an individual, but God is community. Diba yung makabaling mental, yung makamental gymnastics na idea na iisang Diyos pero tatlo? Pero isa. Hindi nga, tatlo nga. Ano ba talaga? Diba? Queer. God in and of itself is relationship. The Godness of God is relationship, not individuality. Even though the three of them are individuals. God is not one, but one in three. And then, God is not only divine, but also human and physical with gendered and sex body through the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Next slide. So, ito yung definition, ito yung, when we say queer, or queer theologies. So, sa aking pagtitesis at pagbabasa ng queer theology, so ito yung parang survey ko ng elements of what can be said as queer theology. So pag sinabi mong queer theology, the very first thing, by the word itself, queer, non-conforming siya. Non-normative. Queer nga eh, di ba? And then it's not just that, it's transgressive. It transgresses oppressive norms. It questions norms. No? Kine-question niya ang mga bagay-bagay kasi baka oppressive sila. Or most likely nga oppressive ang mga bagay-bagay sa lipunan, sa relihiyon, in church, the language, the Bible, ganyan. So it, when we say queer theology, it is non-conforming, it is always questioning, it is transgressive. And then the second thing, pero sa doon po na ilagay, it is creative and artistically performative. Clarification, when we say performative in a queer sense, in a queer theology, it doesn't mean fake. Okay? It doesn't mean fake. It doesn't mean hindi authentic. Rather, what you hold to be true, like sa mga limang, sa mga trans or sa mga drag performers, what you hold to be true to, about yourself or about something, you perform it. Diba? Yun yung sa drag eh, or sa trans. What is true, what you value, you perform in an artistic way, in a creative way. You find expression to the truths that have value in your life. And it is crazy. So, queer theology is the performativity of the truths that you value and the values that you hold to be true. Queer theology is always physical. Pag nabasa kayo any queer theologian, they will always tell you it is bodily. Hindi lang siya puro kaluluwa. And then it is always gendered and sexual. No? Marcel Althaus Reed, one of the pioneers in queer theology, said that all theologies are sexual theologies. No? Quote from Marcel Althaus Reed. She's an Argentinian. Sa isa sa mga libro niya, na-quote niya nga, alam niya ang MCC eh, na-quote niya ang MCC. Sexual kasi, ang one of the things na nabasa ko sa kanya, the reality of, for example, may sinay siya example sa Argentina, when a woman, a mother, from a poor family, goes to the factories to do sex work to feed her family or her children, and then going to church on a Sunday. And then a laborer in the factory who is so stressed and anxious with life, underpaid, gagastusin niya na lang yung kakarampot niya sweldo to find some pleasure and relief by acquiring the services of a mother who's a sex worker. So these situations, life situations, has, so may sexual nature, you know? It is sexual, it has something to do with society, and it has something to do with religion. That's why all theologies are sexual theologies, because the oppression of sexuality and the oppression of sexuality is included in all forms of theology. Hindi maiiwalay ang ari sa uri. So queer theology is bodily and physical, it is gendered and sexual. Postcolonial simply means, pagbabalik tayo sa non-conforming and questioning, postcolonial, so the world and religion per se, Christianity, is colonial. Dinala dito ng mga Espanyol ang Catholicismo, Christianismo. So, there is the world lives in a colonial, it has a colonial past, it continues to have a colonial legacy, and it has new forms of colonial practices, locally and globally. And that includes religion. So, when you say queer theology, you question, part of the questioning is, what are the existing colonial undercurrents and legacies, in this case, in religion, that continues to oppress and dominate people even today? No. Kasi meron. So, queer theologies, if you read queer theologians, they will always mention post-coloniality. Okay? And then, queer theology is material, historical, experiential. Meaning, ang mga paniniwala natin sa Diyos, the things that we think about God, is historical. Materially and historical and experiential. Dana siya. Hindi, it's not like abstract floating out there. Okay? So, queer theology is something that has been historically experienced. Okay? Ito, mas later part na ito, in the development of the human rights, ang ethics ng feminist queer liberation theology is always human rights. You know, if there is one thing that should be held sacred and should be considered as an achievement of the human race and should be considered sacred by all religions and all or no religion at all, it's the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights. One of the greatest, and I would, you know, believe it's divinely inspired. And queer theologies, again, if you read queer theologians, it is always collectivist. It's always communal. It is, the individual is there, but the individual is part of the community, part of the collective. So ito ang quick definitions of queer theology. Babalikan natin yan because we have a Sunday that is specific to queer theology. So, siguro maiksi na yung prinsip ng Sunday na yun. Na, ano ko na to. So, I had to say this because then I would go to say, para maintindihan nyo yung reflection ko about the Trinity and why I say the Trinity, Jesus Christ, and the story of Jesus Christ is queer. Okay? By knowing these things. Kasi kung babasahin ko lang yung reflection about Trinity, baka may mga person din hindi maintindihan. Okay? So, next slide. So, ito yung reflection ko. Nicaea, queer Christians, and Elphaba of Wicked. Although, itong babasahin ko sa inyo ngayon, in-update ko na to from what was posted in Facebook. No? So, Nicaea, queer Christians, and Elphaba. What does the dogma of Nicaea mean, if it should mean anything for queer Christians and other progressives? The dogma of the Trinity can be interpreted as queer, as it unsettles monotheism with the idea of one God in three persons. Not three individual gods, though each one is God, but one Godhead in three. This gives the idea that God as love, pag-ibig, is dynamically relational. Nicaea also includes the dogmatic idea that the second person of the Godhead became human through a peasant woman named Mary. So much so that the other debate isang theological debate later, and later was a dogmatic claim, is that Mary is the mother of God. Theotokos. You know, this is another bold claim of by Christians by the Council of Ephesus the following century in 431 AD. Kasi ang sunod na pinagdebatehan ng mga Kristiyano, dapat man tawaging Mother of God si Mama Mary or just Mother of Christ. So sa 431, they declared it is right to call Mary as Mother of God. Theotokos. Nicaea was also brought about by the question of who and what Jesus really is. Is he fully God or is he merely human or something different and more? Nicaea declares that he is both fully human and fully divine in one person, without confusion, one over the other, without one nature dominating or supplanting the other. Nicaea affirms that he indeed had a physical human body. This then, number one, that God is three divine persons in relationship with each other. Number two, God in a human body in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. And number three, Mary as the mother of God. And lastly, number four, Jesus as fully human and fully divine equally are queer, non-normative, and very unsettling. Furthermore, God as embodied in Jesus Christ and affirmed by Nicaea as fully human with a human body is someone who is gendered and with sexuality. Kasi kung tao siya, tunay, then meron siyang gender at sexuality. A historical person who lived in first century Palestine. He is brown-skinned with a specific Palestinian Arab features. He was a Jewish Palestinian from a Jewish Palestinian family and community. This gives social, political, economic, and cultural, and even gender and sexual context and physical locality to God, who knew the totality of the human experience under Roman colonial oppression and occupation. As progressives and queer people, we should find meaning and value and resonance with Jesus, the God who became human through our peasant mother and who lived as a peasant, later preaching love, compassion, and justice while challenging the powers of his time, and was executed by them as a rebel and as a heretic. This is the second person of the Godhead who chose to be human and took the side of the poor, the oppressed, and the excluded. The monotheism of a transcendent, purely metaphysical, and all-powerful single-entity God was unsettled, queer, and destabilized by the development of the Christian dogma of the Trinity, as declared and defined by Nicaea, even if the bishops were not aware of it nor intended it to be. To go further, if Nicaea was queered monotheistic ideas about God, what else? Ano bang meron? What else can be discerned and said about God? This is also the challenge of Nicaea, as reclaimed and moved further by queer Christians. Can we discern and say further that the Creator is gender non-binary or gender fluid, or the Triune One, the Trinity, who has the fullness of the gender spectrum? Pwede ba natin sabihin yun, na ang Diyos na ito, the Trinity, has the fullness of the gender spectrum? Can we discern and further say that the Holy Spirit is perhaps female-oriented based on the Hebrew word ruach, or maybe gender-neutral as with the Greek pneuma? God in three persons with the full spectrum of gender cannot just be cisgender normative nor heteronormative, but rather diverse and continually diversifying, because indeed, as reflected in both God as Trinity and in creation, God's creative power is diverse and continually diversifying. This is the reason, not for anything nor for absolute truth, that I, Pastor Joseph, personally continue to profess the Trinity and encourage Hindi ako nag-i-impose, but encourage other queer Christians to do so. Because the Trinity, as declared in Nicaea, is the queerest concept of God we can identify, reclaim, and interpret as an approximation of a creator revealing and expressing itself in and through creation. Although, while Nicaea can be reclaimed and interpreted as queer, we must recognize how, as a dogma, Nicaea was used for imperial, hegemonic violence, oppression, and colonial conquest. So yung Trinity rin kasi, ginamit siya in a way that is violent and colonial. So it was used by as colonial oppression and conquest for the most part of the history of the Universal Church, when from a network of Christian peasant communities, it was co-opted and evolved to become Constantinian Christendom. While the Trinity, together with the natures of Christ and the motherhood of Mary, can be reclaimed and reinterpreted back to a more liberating, queer, and mass-oriented understanding and praxis of faith, we must not fail to recognize how it has been and continues to be oppressive even today. Rather than being hegemonic, cis-heteronormative, and oppressive, Nicaea should remind us and inspire us to continually ask questions about how else is God non-normative and fluid. Yung Trinity, paano yung Trinity ay ini-urge tayo na patuloy na magtanong, what else? Ano pa? Is there anything else about this God that is non-normative and fluid? What other surprises will this triune God show us? What else can we continually discover about a God who became human and took the side of the oppressed? What ways can we also embody, sa paano pa ibang paraan na tayo rin bilang Kristiyano, embody the triune God we profess and proclaim? So, why remain Christian and, in this case, profess Trinitarian Christianity? Why not leave for something else? In Wicked Part 2, na pinanood natin sa ating black screening, Elphaba was trying to convince the animal population to stay in Oz. No, they were about to leave Oz, go to the wilderness. She was convincing them to stay in Oz, fight for freedom. But she was asked why she wanted to stay and fight it out when the people of Oz were persecuting them. And then, enter the music. Elphaba sings a song. Why do I love this place that's never loved me? A place that seems to be devoted and even wanting to. But Oz is more than just a place. It's a promise, an idea. I want to make it come true. Christianity and Nicaean Trinity is more than its churches and history of oppression. Trinitarian Christianity, like in Elphaba's song, is a promise, an idea. It is about a God of love in constant and dynamic relationship with each other, sharing their love by, with, and through a diverse creation. It is a God who, despite human violence, selfishness, and greed, so loved the world that this God became human and offered his life as an example of what love in God should look like. Trinitarian Christianity, like Oz, under the false wizard, like in many churches today with their pastors and priests, should not be about unquestionable beliefs, should not be about absolute authorities, and should never be about blind loyalties. Trinitarian Christianity, like Elphaba's song, should be reclaimed as a home, an idea, a promise, and a hope of an inclusive, loving, and equal world. Next slide. So if you want to read more about the Trinity, a very good book is by a Franciscan mystic, Catholic Franciscan, si Richard Rohr, na siya Holy Lord, ilang months na lang or years. A very good contemplative and mystical explanation of the Trinity. No? The Divine Dance by Richard Rohr. Favorite din siya ni Oprah. Next slide. So what does the Trinity do to do with me and you and with us? Next slide. As I know, Trinity in the flesh. So reflect, what does it mean to give my heart to God as Trinity? Sa mga members ng church na to, nangako kayo, sumumpa kayo, I give my heart to God who is Father and also Mother. To the one creator. What does that mean? Kasi check nyo din, no? Ano bang relevant sa akin ang Trinity? Has the Trinity as a Christian has any relevance in my life as a Christian today? How is this embodied and reflected in my life and relationships? And ilist nyo, list the ways. List the ways by which you can, hindi pa, list, what do you think are the ways that you can embody God as parent creator, as redeemer, as advocate and helper? You know? And then intentionally do it. Do some of these things in your list. Diba? God creator, maybe be more intentional by creating art, writing poetry, writing literature. To believe in Jesus Christ, to give your heart to Jesus Christ means to forgive as you are forgiven. Forgiveness is the hardest thing to do as a Christian. No? The Holy Spirit, yung word na advocate means guide and helper. Have you been a guide to someone? Have you been a helping hand to someone else? So, in what ways is the Trinity still relevant and alive in your life and relationship as a Christian 700 years after it was declared? Next slide. So, some reflection. Two reflections actually to end. First reflection. We are Trinitarian not just because what history or other churches have told us, but because God revealed to us in our journey and reflections that God's love and queerness is expressed through God's divine nature as a triune community. Next slide. And lastly, to have faith in the Trinity is to realize that you are created in the image and likeness of this divine community. Which means to say you are created from love and created for love. And this love will only be experienced and practiced in and through relationship and communities. Kung ang Diyos at ang kanyang pagka-Diyos ay komunidad at relasyon, at tinatawag natin Diyos ng pag-ibig, therefore, ang pag-ibig lang din ay mararanasan sa komunidad at relasyon. And that you will only experience love and God's love through relationships and communities. Amen? Next slide. And so, in the name of the parent creator, the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, one triune God.
May the teaching we have received inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.